gunner for a troop transport vehicle known as MRAP. There were 30 or so troops in the platoon, and our mission this evening was a reconnaissance patrol taking us to the edge of our battle space, the dividing line between the areas of responsibility for military units. That was where the bad guys tended to collect, much in the same manner that the space between tiles in a bathroom collects mold and grime. For this assignment, we were the Mr. Clean. The plan? Look around, talk to the locals, try to winkle out of some actionable intelligence, and then start kicking the hornet's nest. Depending on where we went, this was either super successful, quite a few of the locals actually hated the insurgency, or a total bust. The village had only one road in. Just like so many other stories in Iraq, bad things happen when you are at the far end of your leash, late at night, on the only ingress-egress route. As we mounted up to head back to camp, I heard some of my buddies muttering, "Ugh, we are getting hit tonight." I tried and failed to play it cool. "We're getting hit?" I was excited and nervous. These guys had been here longer than I had and clearly knew what was up, but they seemed strangely unconcerned by it. "Getting hit" was spoken of in the same tones as "it's going to rain" or "we're going to be late." An inconvenience, but not the end of the world. For a green kid on my first deployment, getting hit was a pretty big deal. I hopped into my turret, checked my machine gun, secured all my other gear, and settled in. It turns out that the grunts were only half right. About 1 mile out of the village, our lead vehicle slammed to a stop. It missed running over a pressure-detonated IED, think of a mousetrap wired with 3 artillery shells, by mere feet. The platoon sergeant prepared to call for the explosive ordnance disposal unit to come remove the bomb, but the platoon leader cut him off. The leader had had enough. Too many IEDs, too many broken vehicles, too many broken men. He issued a new order, dismount a squad to be led by the leader to take cover and watch the site. He then ordered the vehicles pushed back half a mile and hidden in a ditch beside the road with the engines and lights off. We were to wait and see whether anyone came to collect the IED. After we pulled back, my vehicle was positioned in a depression with just the turret peeking out at ground level. We shut everything down and settled in for a long night.